You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 9 and verse 11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue had his name Apollyon. Now, you may have heard this controversy, unnecessary controversy going on with people who claim that Jesus, his name is not Jesus, his name is Yeshua, his name is not, there is no Jesus. The Greek is this, the Hebrew is this, is Amachia, Yeshua, you know, and it continues like that. You know, sometimes I laugh at some of these things. Now, but look at this scripture. The scripture is talking about the angel of the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is different from his name in Greek. In Hebrew, they may call him Yeshua. Me, speaking English today, I will call him Jesus. As a Yoruba man that I am, I will call him Jesu. In Yoruba, we call him Jesu. There's nothing wrong with that. So who told them that he has to, it's about pronunciation, it's about semantics? No. Name is spiritual. Name is not semantics. Name is not pronunciation. He said, look at it, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue had his name Apollyon. Look at the two names. Is there any resemblance to them? Do they look alike? So if the Greek is saying Apollyon, he is talking about the same angel that the Hebrew will say Abaddon. If the Hebrew will say Yeshua and I say Jesus, we are talking about the same person. And you see, the ultimate proof is this. What name does Jesus answer to? If we say to a demon, in the name of Jesus, go out, how come the demon don't say, his name is not Jesus, so I'm not going out? Until you say, in the name of Yeshua, that's when I will go out. How come demons are not saying that? So if, for example, your name is Joy, and somebody is calling Ahmed, and the person is shouting, Ahmed, Ahmed, will you respond? Would you answer? So why is it that when we say in the name of Jesus, that heaven respond to it? Why do heaven respond if that's not the name of Jesus? You know, when people are not ready to follow Jesus, when they are not ready to conform to the image of Christ, they will now be looking for peripheral things. And that, those are the things they will carry on their head. And those are the things that they will be shouting because, you know, knowledge puffs up. But when you are conformed to the image of Christ, you are humble. He said, those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. That is what we should give emphasis to. The Bible says, until we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto the stature of the fullness of Christ. No, they don't want to know anything about that. What they want to do is to debate his name. You are debating his name, but you do not know who he is. You are debating his name, but he's not the Lord of your life. You're just wasting your time. This is enough proof from the Bible itself that one person can have different name in different tongues and is still the same person. When the Greeks say Apollyon, they are referring to the angel of the bottomless pit. When the Hebrews say Abaddon, they are referring to the angel of the bottomless pit, the same person. And the scripture recognizes it, that in different tongues is called differently. So the Jew, they may be calling Jesus Yeshua, whatever they like. We will call his name Jesus in whatever language you are speaking. Call him in the name you understand in that language. The ultimate proof is, does he answer? And I tell them, is it their name? Why is Jesus not complaining that I'm not calling his name right? And say, I will not answer you because you are not calling my name right. Why is it their own business? Brethren, that is a distraction. Avoid such foolish distractions. Focus on knowing Jesus. May God give you wisdom. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.